This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 26th, 2024. MFJ, a longtime manufacturer of amateur radio equipment, is ceasing on-site production. ARRL Sierra Harrop W5DX has the latest.
MFJ Enterprises Incorporated founder Martin F. Ju, K5FLU, announced that the company would be ceasing on-site production at their Starkville, Mississippi facility as of May 17th. Ameritron, Hygain, Cushcraft, Mirage, and Vectronics brand products are also affected by the shutdown. In a letter posted to social media, Ju said he's looking forward to retiring. Quote, "Times have changed since I started this business 52 years ago. Our product line grew and grew and prospered. COVID changed everything in businesses, including ours. It was the hardest hit that we had ever had, and we never fully recovered. I turned 80 this year. I had never really considered retirement, but life is so short, and my time with my family is so precious," end quote. Ju founded the company in 1972 after building a CW filter kit that sold for less than $10. Since 1990, the company has acquired several other legacy brands within the amateur radio market. The company will remain open to sell existing inventory because they have a lot of stock on hand. The company will also continue to offer repair services for the foreseeable future. Ju expressed his gratitude to the many longtime employees of MFJ, some of whom had been with the company for 40 years. He also thanked MFJ dealers and radio amateurs for their patronage over the decades. Sierra Harrop, W5DX, Newington.
The 2024 ARRL National Convention is just 3 weeks away, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. That event's being hosted by the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. ARRL has a significant amount of technical content planned for the convention program, and you can see the full rundown at www.arrl.org/expo. There are also presentations planned to challenge and inspire attendees throughout each step of a radio amateur's journey in the world of wireless communication technology. For all technicians, beyond repeaters, see how far your tech license will take you will be an exciting presentation from ARRL Digital RF engineer John McAuliffe, KD2ZWM, who will be at the convention representing the ARRL laboratory. Geared for technician class hams, attendees will explore all that can be done within technician class privileges. And here's a hint, it's a lot. McAuliffe will lead an engineering discussion that will focus on three main areas: UHF use and potential projects and activities that can be enjoyed beyond 70 centimeters, 10-meter digital modes, satellite and long-range communications, and HFCW privileges, including a short guide on how to build your own CW encoder and decoder. And there will be a special forum on building your ham community. Amateur radio clubs can be a driving force for getting people licensed and keeping them engaged. In Tips for Successful Radio Clubs, ARRL Field Service Manager Mike Walters, W8ZY, will share some of the best practices that can be learned from high-performing ARRL-affiliated clubs. This forum will include a discussion of ideas and opportunities for radio clubs that are seeking growth and greater member participation. Topics will include recruitment, licensing, training, engagement, and leadership development. These forums are part of the 2024 ARRL National Convention track. Plan your must-see presentations using the ARRL Events app, and you can find that app in your device's app store. And you can learn more about Hamvention and buy tickets at www.hamvention.org. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, students at the Thrive Homeschool Academy, THSA, along with students at Stratton Meadows Elementary, were able to have a space chat with NASA astronaut and mission specialist Jeanette Jo Epps, KF5QNU, on board the International Space Station, ISS, on April 22, 2024. At the time of that contact, Epps, a member of the SpaceX Crew 8 mission, was on her 47th day of the 180-day mission. The Amateur Radio and the International Space Station ARITS event was organized with equipment provided by ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and NASA for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM education, and outreach purposes. The Pikes Peak Radio Amateur Association helped with technical coordination, and Harrison School District 2 provided a link to the live stream of that event. Students were able to ask questions ranging from, "Do things smell or taste differently in space?" to, "What is your favorite thing you've seen in space?" THSA opened in 2009 and serves homeschooled students with a one-day-per-week school day program that is highly interactive and experimental and engages students in hands-on activities. Amateur radio is used extensively in their classrooms to provide hands-on STEM learning and prepare students for future careers. ARRL prepares teachers to engage students with amateur radio through the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. And by the way, ARRL TI graduate Dara Gardner, KF0NIX, is a teacher who helped organize that contact. On April 22, 2024, students at the Pleasant Knoll Middle School in Fort Mill, South Carolina, enjoyed a full day of learning all about amateur radio from the Earth to the stars. In all, nearly 2,000 students learned how to operate VHF, UHF, and HF amateur radios in four sessions throughout the day, as well as listen to, watch, and participate in a contact with the International Space Station, ISS. 9 volunteers from the York County Amateur Radio Society helped coordinate the event and ARRIS contact. 13 students, along with 8th grade science teacher Allison Kilowitz, asked astronaut Matthew Dominic, KCOTOR, 23 questions during their 10-minute contact. Their questions range from how an astronaut uses a bathroom on the ISS to what do astronauts eat. Dominic is also a Navy test pilot, and he's on the ISS as part of the SpaceX Crew 8 mission. 4 members of the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, known as AMSAT, volunteered to help with equipment. They provided the school with a communications trailer and van with 50-foot mast equipped with high-gain Yagi and vertical antennas and multiple computers and IC9700 radios. ARRL South Carolina Section Traffic Manager Dean French, K4AJK, helped coordinate and produce a live stream of that event to YouTube channels for the ARRL South Carolina Section, ARRIS, YCARS, and YouTuber Steve McGrain, KM9G. Currently, there are now 2,000 views between all 4 YouTube channels. That event was also covered by 2 local television stations. ARRIS, by the way, is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Program, that's SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. 2024 ARRL Field Day gear is now shipping, and ARRL Field Day is June 22nd through the 23rd, and you can get ready right now for Amateur Radio's largest on-the-air operating event with official 2024 ARRL Field Day merchandise. Now available, there are t-shirts, hats, mugs, pins, patches, and a great way to show off your involvement in this annual event. This year's design features the theme Be Radioactive. The back of the t-shirt includes a checkoff list of ARRL and RAC sections, a fun way to keep track of your field day contacts. Encourage club members, family, friends, and prospective hams to take part using ARRL Field Day with recruitment posters and Get on the Air GOTA pins for newcomers. You can get your 2024 ARRL Field Day supplies from the ARRL online store or by calling 1-888-277-5289, toll-free in the U.S. Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. 8 to 7 p.m., and on Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Outside the U.S., call 860-594-0200. The complete 2024 Field Day packet is also available online. ARRL encourages participants to register their Field Day operations using the Field Day site locator. The National Voice of America VOA Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester, Ohio will be open with special hours during Hamvention weekend from May 16th to the 19th, 2024. The museum is about an hour away from the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia. Museum Executive Director Jack Dominic said they will be open May 16th and 17th from 1 until 9 p.m., May 18th from noon until 9 p.m., and May 19th from 12 until 5 p.m. Admission is $10. The Westchester Amateur Radio Association's WCARA WC8VOA Ham Shack is located in the museum as well and includes exhibits like a collection of R.L. Drake radios and the recently restored WLWO W8XAL transmitter. Big Bear Mini Hamcation will take place on April 26th to the 28th, 2024 at the Lodge at Big Bear Lake in Southern California. That event will focus on emergency communications, overcoming mic fright, and getting outside to play radio. Tech Talk breakout sessions will also be held for more advanced ham radio operators. Gordon West, WB6NOA, author of the Amateur Radio License Preparation Books and Related Resources, will present the opening remarks, and ARRL Orange Section Manager and Section Emergency Coordinator Bob Turner, W6RHK, will welcome attendees. The Young Ladies Radio League will hold a meet-and-greet session, and there will be opportunities for POTA and SOTA operations and a chance to participate in an off-road event called I Am Lost. Outside of the lodge, there will be a display of various antennas and a demonstration of amateur television. Other anticipated sessions include topics on how to operate during special events in order to prepare for emergency communications and support your community, a discussion of portable and mobile antennas, a lesson on making DX contacts, and an introduction to contesting. For more information on the web, visit Big Bear Mini Hamcation, April 26th to the 28th, 2024. Youth on the Air Yoda will be accepting in-person donations of Eclipse glasses. Recycled glasses will be sent home with Argentinian campers attending the 2024 Yoda Summer Camp in the Americas so that amateur radio operators and youth can safely watch the annular solar eclipse in October. Donations will be accepted in person at the Dayton Hamvention Yoda booth. That's number 4304, May 17th to the 19th. And at the Yoda Summer Camp in the Americas in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, from July 7th through the 12th. Applications for the 2024 Youth on the Air Camp will be accepted until May 30th. The camp will take place July 7th through the 12th at Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. First-time attendees are strongly encouraged to apply. For more information and to apply, visit the youthontheair.org website. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Here is some news for those attending Hamvention. At the AMSAT booth, there will be some of our engineers on hand to answer your questions on the Fox Plus series of satellites, Gulf T, and Ascent projects. Besides those satellite projects, our engineers are working on a radiation-tolerant internal housekeeping unit, a software-defined radio, as well as a packet repeater payload and propulsion system suitable for CubeSat operation. As you can see, we have a very diverse program going on, and if you just happen to be an engineer and want to participate in designing and building our next satellites, you can discuss that as well. As with all the other modes of communication in ham radio, the satellite portion has a little bit of something for everyone. The satellite demos are always interesting. They are a good start for someone wanting to see how you really work a satellite. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, April 27th through the 28th, the 1010 International Spring Contest, that's digital, the SPDX Ready Contest, digital as well, the UK EIDX Contest, CW, the Florida QSO Party, that's CW and phone, on April 28th, the UA1DZ Memorial Cup, that's CW and phone, and on April 28th as well, the BARTG Sprint 75 digital. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, May 11th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. May 17th and 19th, the Dayton Hamvention, hosting the ARRL National Convention in Xenia, Ohio. May 31st to June 2nd, CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's in Seaside, Oregon. And on June 1st, the Atlanta Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Georgia Section Convention in Marietta, Georgia. And finally this week, thanks to the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club in Babylon, New York, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.